Good evening. It is 31 August, Thursday, 2017, and this is the Healthy Healing Call. Thank you for being here. Go ahead, Wonder.
Hi, this is Wonder Ann in Spartanburg, South Carolina, and we were just talking about weather, and over on the West Coast is having heat and fires, and over here on the East Coast, we're having cool and rain. So, why is there such a vast distance and difference here? That'll be another topic, so keep alert for those topics. But the topic I wanted to talk to tonight about is something I received just basically in 24 to 36 hours ago. And how many of you are aware of the term smart meters? Bob, do you know about them? Jan, I think you and I have talked about smart meters before, but I don't know if Bob has. Do you know anything about...
I know that they're not good for you, and I have...
Okay, and you have one. And what is the location of that one?
It's just outside my back door, kitchen.
So it's by the kitchen.
Right.
What does it face? Does it face a neighbor, or does it face outward to the yard?
It faces... out along my living room wall.
And does it face out into the yard then? Past
yes.
Your living room wall? Okay.
Yeah.
But it's not facing into someone else's house?
No.
And you may think I'm asking silly questions, but these are very, very important questions. In the house that I moved from, I live on a property that has two houses. I moved from the teeny one to the big one. And the big one had the smart meter facing into a bedroom of my neighbor. Now, I had read enough and had studied enough about what the smart meters were doing and how bad they could be. Now, bad is relative. Some people, I used to tell the story about a friend of mine who had type O blood. I have type A blood. And the two of us, if we went to a buffet, he would come back like a Flintstone plate. I mean, just full of all the meats and all the stuff you could have. I'd come back with fruit and vegetables and salads and stuff like that. That's the difference between blood types. Well, it's staying in people's body health. With these smart meters, some people never feel the difference. But other people are so sensitive that their body reacts almost immediately. People have gone from feeling very well to feeling a little bit icky, worse icky, and as the days progress, terribly icky. Now, icky is relative, as we all know. But why are you going from really good health to feeling crappy? Really crappy. And that's what icky mounts up to. It's really crappy feeling. It sometimes affects your head, your headache, your body aches, your heart palpitation changes, you do not get good sleep, and many other things that I'm not even aware of, but those are the things I am aware of. Well, getting back to the big house, I also had learned that you can cover these meters up. So I trotted my little butt down and I got the materials, and I made a cover, so this meter was not shining into my neighbor's house. Now, there weren't any children in that house at that time. It was just a young woman. But she had the right to be protected. Every one of us have the right to be protected. And there are now some newer videos. One lady I watched just this last week make a cover that was sensational. Same idea I had, but hers was so wonderful. It really was a great way. And you can do it. It was very easily explained and can be done. Why am I talking about a cover? Well, when she put that cover on her smart meter, and she had this really long, it looked like a water gun like a kid would use in a pool, but it had this grid on it, and then the meter. And that grid was taking the reading of the smart meter, and it was up over 250 kilowatts of energy and radiation that were coming. Now, it's not kilowatts, but whatever the measurement is for that radiation, were being read on her meter before she ever put a cover on. So if you're walking by, you're getting hit by it. Your neighbor's getting hit by it. Your dogs are getting hit by it. It is coming into your house by it. So you see, it's not just, oh, it's just a little bit. It's affecting your area. And so she held this meter up there, gave us the reading. She put her cover on. And she actually did something that I did not do, and that was she put a copper coil from the aluminum screening that you have to use aluminum screening because that's the only thing that will actually make the Faraday type cage. And she had looped it through the shielding she put on and ground it to the building where her real meter, where that smart meter was attached. Then she took a reading again, and the reading had dropped 100 points of her meter. And I can't remember what she called that degree was. I don't know if it's, I just don't remember. It had dropped 100 to 125 points down and lower. It was actually going lower. So that was stopping it from going out around her house and going into her house also because it drew it into that cage. One of the things that I found out, this was a better cage. Cage that I'd made, okay? So I'd moved back into this little house, and they had the smart meter on. Now, please know there's differences in smart meters. Number one, when we were kids, they were all the little, teeny, little dials, and we liked to watch all those little dials when the meter man came around. He'd start yelling coming up the driveway, "Meter man, meter man." And he'd come up the driveway, go to the meter, take the reading of all the dials, and they took the dials away because they don't know how to read dials anymore. They don't know how to read a digital clock. So that was one of the impetus, we've been told, to change the meter. Then the meter I have is an analog one where it's numbers, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And these are the age that we have on this big house and the little house. Well, the one I have has been on, and when it was changed, we have no idea. I have lived on this property since 2003. I never noticed the meter and what it was when I moved in, so I have no real time frame on when it was there. But there was a tree right in front of it, and that tree is dead now. Totally dead, because it got all the radiation. The other radiation, as it comes into the house, comes directly into my bedroom. And when I first moved back in here, and was on that meter. Now, I'd lived here before, so I didn't have that effect. So they did it sometime after I'd been here, and maybe when I was in the big house. Again, I do not have a factual date. But when I was in that bedroom after moving back in just 3 years ago, my heart palpitations started. I wasn't sleeping right. It was terrible. The meter in the big house was like the one that Bob was talking about, and it was off the kitchen. It was way at the other end of the house. It wasn't in anybody's face. So I still covered it because of the neighbor. But this one was right in my bedroom. What do I do now? So I made another Faraday cage, but this house is a plaster wall. So nothing sticks on plaster walls. You can't even hammer a nail into a plaster wall. So what I did was I took this aluminum screening. You go to the mom and pop hardware store and get aluminum screening, and I made a big sheet, and I covered with aluminum foil, and I moved my dresser up so it held it. I had to kind of do some other jerry-rigging just so it stayed at the place where the meter was. And I can sleep in my room every night without having heart palpitations, et cetera, because that controls it and keeps it from spreading. And I also, for a while, I turned off all my electricity at nighttime. Why? Because that's when they read the meters. When they read the meters, they are sending so much radiation through all the houses to gather up this information. And gathering up the information, they're affecting everybody in all those houses with that increased radiation type of influx on your body while you're sleeping. So I think they stopped doing that. I think they do it only during the daytime because so many people complained about it affecting their sleeping. So every once in a while they listen. Now, I've been aware of smart meters for well over 5 years, maybe 5 to 6 years. There have been other people who have been aware of it even longer. But the reason I changed our discussion to these smart meters is because there's a real strong fight back. So many people have been affected health-wise, as I've mentioned, the different areas. But people's houses have burned down because of these smart meters. Number one, because they're poorly, very poorly built, number one. But they're poorly insulated and badly mounted. And they are not grounded. These are put up by subcontractors to the power companies just making money putting them on the building. Some people have fought back, as you probably have heard. They've had their dogs chase them out of the yard. They've trespassed. They've had police called because someone was trespassing on a homeowner's property and had no permission. So there has been a lot of notoriety about these. And the fact that the power companies do not care. Did you hear that one? Power companies do not care what effect it is doing on you. They will tell you, oh, no, there's no problem. They'll tell you, oh, the radiation level is fine. It's EPA or whatever corporation, spaghetti-named, alphabet-named agency will say it's okay. But none of it is okay. But I sent out to tonight, or just even in the last 2 days, I've listened to a video where they're fighting back far stronger than all of the times before. We had a gal from Los Angeles on our health and wellness call a Friday morning easily 3 to 4 years ago, and what she was doing and how these meters affect you. And we were just going on the health thing. So even her efforts still were getting no results. Oh, thank you for taking off that whatever the noise was. And I think I was shouting more and more to get above the sound. But the effect today with what I listened to just 2 days ago is there's a whole list of videos you can now watch and see what these smart meters have done, what the people are doing, and how you can actually get some results. Because, ladies and gentlemen, it is numbers game. The numbers have to keep getting up. John Durash says it on NLA. We say it on Beacon 27. We say it on other organizations. We've got to have the grassroots more numbers. But this is what they're doing now is that they are really showing the power companies that they are liable for the fires, for the homes that have burned down, for the illnesses that have been created, for the deaths that have been created. And now you're going to get the other one. For the spying they are doing in your house. I want to repeat that. For the spying they are doing in your house. If you bought a new TV or even a new refrigerator, washing machine, any appliance or apparatus, your laptop, I just got a new laptop myself just Sunday. Any kind of appliance that you've bought into your house is a spy machine. I know many of you have heard that and you're, oh, that's just baloney. They can't spy on us. All of the information that is going on with your appliances is going out through that smart meter. Notice they didn't call it a smart refrigerator or a smart washer and dryer. They called it a smart meter. And it's a smart meter for the fact that it is gathering information about you. And I just heard this on this evening's interview that they're doing. They are knowing when you're in the house, when you're not in the house. That's really good information if someone is a hacker and gets that and they know when to rob your house. That's one that they're not saying. Number two, they know when you're using the appliance, when you're not using your appliance, how many times you use your appliance. They can go into your refrigerator with you and spot what food you're eating. All of this information is for marketing purposes. They will be able to better plan their marketing programs, their advertising programs, all of the other controlling things to get you to be under their control. It's all about socialism. And it is a very, very, very insidious, approach to control you. They will even start eventually probably coming and tell you, no, you bought this last week. You don't want to buy this. You like this better. That's how controlling it can get. They will even be able to correct you on how you're cooking something eventually. They will be in your face for everything you do. And that is scary. Very, very scary. What these people have done, they put the videos together. Please, when Jan, if he can put them on the NLA site, if you have to send it out to every member as a blank thing, as a blanket email so they all get it, this is vitally important information that will help NLA. It will get more people coming to NLA. It will get people more involved in what NLA can do. It is an optimum opportunity because what they are doing is they are writing letters on how the power companies and other corporations are liable for the damages done. For the first thing I talked about, the damage to your own body, mind, and spirit, then to the house, then to your animals, then to your property, because all of this is affected by that smart meter because it is a very poor device. Now, how do we find out about all this stuff? They spoke one gentleman's name, and again, if his name was Jim Smith, I could remember it, but it was a name I'd never heard before. But he had been one of the basic developers of the smart meter 20, 25 years ago. And they thought it was a very good thing to do, and it had some great potential. However, it has been totally usurped with a different program, different process, and any safeguards have been totally ignored, i.e. what damage it's doing to everybody. And then to say to the people as they're sick and dying, it's at the proper radiation level. 400,000 grams is totally okay for you, excuse me. And I'm exaggerating that amount, but it is way over the radiation level that's even possible to have. So everybody across this country, and please, I'm saying across this country, but I just learned it's worldwide. They're doing it in other countries. Now, to me, when I hear that, and I know it's happening in the United States, and I know it's genocide in the United States, but when I hear it's getting worldwide, that is genocide of all people. So we're not alone. We're not an island. We are all being affected by the evil of a few people, and it may be 100, it may be 200, but it's so few people compared to the millions that we have. Someone got back on again.
Well, it's me. I just wanted to say that Agenda 21 calls for reducing the population.
Perfect.
They want 9 out of every 10 people to go away in the
world.
Perfect,
Robert. Perfect. And that is, this is truly one of the major steps they're doing. I.e., we've talked before, the water. The water is harming people very badly. The air that you're breathing. I'm going around just here in Spartanburg, and I'm seeing small groves of trees that are and bushes that are dead. And we've had rain here. I know, Robert, you said you haven't had rain, but we've had rain here. We're not at a fire hazard dry. So why are these areas dying? They're not that kudzu. Kudzu covers trees. These are trees and bushes. So there are many ways they're trying to get rid of us. Oh, and I forgot, the food. Monsanto, GMO. So they want to get rid of millions. You have to look at what the guidestones say down in Georgia. They can only handle, what is it, 300,000 or some ridiculous amount? That's ridiculous. This world keeps growing. We have earthquakes for the fact that the earth grows. I mean, give me a break. So back to the smart meters. With the fact that people have been yelling about the smart meters, I will talk about myself and what I've done. Here in South Carolina, we have the power company is called Duke Energy. And I have gone to two, if not three, of Duke Energy's public hearings. And I have attempted, really, to educate the public. Because I know nothing's going to get done with this board. They get enormous salaries, and they cookie-cutter anything that the power company wants. But I said to the people, and I may have said it on here, I may have said it on, I repeat myself sometimes, have you ever seen a truck full of electric energy? No, because Tesla said it. Electricity is free. It's all around us. It cannot be trucked. It cannot be put into a truck. So when I attempt to bring that up, but many people brought up many other points. One lady got up and validated what a good price we had because what she came from was twice as much. So it's all relative. It's what you're used to and where you're coming from. All of us are being bombarded from every direction. Everything is being called smart because they want you dumb. Everything is called smart because they want you dumb. I mentioned that I just gotten a new computer on Sunday. Now, this gentleman is that was helping me and picked out this particular computer because he was helping me with the older one, and that one died. So we hopped in the car and went over and got it at Walmart, and it's an Acer, A-C-E-R. And the thing that was so interesting, and I never knew this was important with a computer, but it has, can I see it? It has something special, 7.5 or something like that, very high capacity. And he judged and he checked it out and he said that we got a really good deal. However, when we used to get a computer, we put the power cord in, we put the little jacks or whatever we had on, it booted up, and we could go to work. You can't do that today. He's found that they have dumbed it down so badly that when you're dealing with new things on it or new accessories or new stuff, you pretty much better have a college degree for it. But they're called smart. Everything that's smart is making you dumb. That's why I confess I have a dumb phone. I'm still in charge of my phone. But your smartphones are in charge of you because they have you hooked. And that's a lot of radiation. Your fingers are getting... Go ahead.
I can tell you another thing about smartphones is if you have a pacemaker, you don't want to get that smartphone up around the pacemaker.
Wow.
They affect each other.
That is amazing. And what
I'm just
am I
learning.
Doing?
I'm just learning that.
I would like to interject, if I could, for a few minutes.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm on the internet, and I've been aware of smart meter phones through Hannah Kroger. She taught me how to ground, and I don't remember exactly the copper coil, etc. But I want to read something here. Smart meter guard performance data. The only part of your electrical box that is not grounded metal is the glass part of the smart meter. The glass part of your smart meter is where the RF waves are, and then it continues. I didn't read that site. But this next one says, got a smart meter, new device blocks 98% of radiation, and smart meter radiation is of a type of frequency to Wi-Fi, cordless phones. However, the glass part of the smart meter is not grounded, and this is da-da-da-da. Okay, and now we're going to see two other websites, and one, I did click on it, and it goes Hannah Kroger's Liver Gallbladder Fast Cleanse. But the important part about this, it says current and global smart meter news, the history of, and then it says David specialized in ground current electrical problems on dairy farms. Now, this person by the name of David happens to be David Allen Slater. He is the CEO of an organization called Healers Who Share. He most recently passed away, and he has vibrational frequency remedies that will take radiation out of your body. And it's done not through homeopathy, it's done through vibrational frequency remedies. And that's on the order of, boy, I just read your website today, the NLA website today, that talks about how viruses, Tesla is shaking viruses, and therefore viruses in the cell are, you know, shaked to death, electrocuted, whatever. It really doesn't work that way, according to David Slater. And what David Slater does, when, and he gives an example of, you know, why a glass shatters. And this happened during the war. A bunch of Army German folk were attending some kind of singing, and they had wine beforehand, and they had put all their glasses down, and then these women hit the high notes, and all the glasses in the vestibule, they all popped and broke all at the same time, and all of the soldiers, you know, thought that they were being attacked, you know, with bullets, because there were so many of them. Okay, but the way that actually works is on the basis of a counter frequency to the frequency, meaning that the virus is eliminated because it equates, mathematically, it equates that number to zero. And it just cannot exist in, you know, everything on this planet moves. And I hate to agree with the folks that think the Earth is, you know, stationary, but it's actually round and it does rotate. And everything on this planet rotates at some level or some degree. And even Helda Clark, in the back of her book, A Cure for All Diseases, she will tell you the Hertz electrical frequencies of all the viruses, all the fungus, all the molds. She will tell you what they are. And then she's got a zapper, of course, and you dial the zapper to the right frequency, and then you kill those things. Okay, my next point is the one that says stop smart meters in Oklahoma.org, electromagnetic, da 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 da. And it says smart meters, Wi-Fi signal strength in intuition, physician, intuition, medicine, chakra healing, earth grounding, potential deficiencies, cause symptoms, and how to reverse it. And here you're going to get the same name, Hannah Kroeger blog. And that's where I learned how to do this, through Hannah Kroeger. And I learned the importance of drawing radiation out of my bones. And one of the things that she sells, she is also deceased, like in 1998. She was, I think, about 87, something like that. She created, and I'm sitting on one right now, a computer pillow, that's what she calls it. But it really isn't like a pillow. It's more like a screen grid, because if you wear away the cloth, you can tell you're going to be pricked by the screen, the ends, the picky things of a screen. And this will allow you to sit in front of your computer and not be affected by the radiation that's coming out of the computer. Another thing for you folks that have cell phones, smartphones, phones you put up to your ear, or even if you put them in your pocket and they happen to be near the groin, obviously you're going to wind up with prostate cancer. You know, that's where it's going. And you keep your cell phone on. It can affect any part of your body. But what she has, and so does David Slater, healers who share, as well as Hannah Kroeger's herb shop, they sell a product called Ray Away. And I'm sure you can Google it and find it on the Internet, not necessarily, you know, having to buy it from either one of these organizations. And Ray Away needs to be put on your cell phone where your antenna is. And when I did this, I had to actually call the manufacturer up of the cell phone and get a diagram of the guts of the cell phone in order to know where the antenna was to hook up this little device. Okay, and I want to call it a chip. I'm not sure what's inside of it. But it will deflect the incoming radiation, allow you to hear, has no bearing whatsoever on voice quality, but it will not, it stops the radiation from entering your ear and your brain.
Excellent. That is a wealth of information.
The other thing I want to say is that I go to school with all of these groups. I've been to Hannah Kroeger's classes. I can't tell you the number of times. I lived in Boulder, Colorado, and that's where she was. And David Slater's out of Westminster. And I sat in a fourth-level class, as if you know what that is. And David Slater is swinging his pendulum, and he says, you know, all of you here need radiation, remedies for radiation, you know, to get it out of your body, except for Marla. And then he said, Marla, I know you're a macrobiotic, but will you tell us what you're doing? And what I told David was it has nothing to do with what I'm eating, but if you really want to know a macrobiotic thing for drying out radiation, it's baking soda, salt, and cream of tartar. So if you're making any kind of muffins or whatever, I always use those three ingredients together because that will draw out radiation. But what I told David, that the reason why I didn't have radiation in my bones and all the rest of the folks did, was because every month this is what I do. I take a half a cup of baking soda and a half a cup of Epsom salts. I put it in a shallow bath. And I rest and lay there for 20 minutes. And that will draw the radiation out of your bones. That's where it settles. It settles in your bone. And then David asked me, where did I get that remedy? You know, where did that come from? And I told him, oh, Hannah gave it to me. And he was a follower of Hannah for, I don't know, 20 years or something. And he looked me square in the face and he said, oh, no, that's not Hannah's remedy. You know, I didn't want to admit that I made it up. You know, Hannah would say baking soda and salt, but I use the term Epsom salt. It's cheaper, it's higher in magnesium, it helps your muscles. If you want to check on what that does to you, how healthy that is for you, before you go into the bathtub, you bend over, you try and touch your fingers to the floor, and when you get out after those 20 minutes, you do the same thing, and you'll notice the difference right away, what's going on with your muscles and your bones.
Wow. And it's a half a cup of Epsom salt and a half a cup of...
Yeah, half a cup of Epsom salt, half a cup of baking soda. Get it out of your bones, because that's where it goes. It goes to your bones. Radiation settles in the bones.
Now, you said something about with your baking soda, salt, and...
cream of tartar.
Cream of tartar. Now, how much of each of those do you use? Is it a dash, a teaspoon, or tablespoon?
In order to make your products rise, and I'm assuming that that's why you would use it, maybe I would be wrong, but that's what I use it for, making muffins, I use half the cream of tartar to the baking soda. And the salt doesn't matter. Just put it in there. Put it into your taste.
And baking soda. Just for making muffins.
Yeah, that's what I do. I just make Marla muffins. That's what they're called. And I do it in a certain way because I don't get into dairy or eggs or milk or butter or any of that. So... I use arrowroot instead of egg, and I just call them my muffins simply because of how I do it. I grind my own flour. I just put it in a blender.
This is
and,
great.
You know, the fresh, you know, when these things are real good.
Good, because for so many people that are being affected, and you've given a great point on the devices. I do want to check, did you say gray, G-R-A-Y, the color gray away?
No, it's ray away. It's R-A-Y dash or hyphen A dash Way, W-A-Y. They call it Ray-A-Way.
And would that be .com you can find it, or just that's the name of the product?
You know, I'm right here by my computer, and let me just throw it in here, and let me see.
If that would be a great thing for people who listen to this later.
Oh, sure. Sure. I mean, that's all I'm doing is throwing out information. And
Absolutely. Thank you for being so knowledgeable on an area I don't know where to go for that stuff, because it's wonderful. It's really great. I'll bring it all my health and wellness tomorrow. I love it. And what was her name? You said the David Slater I got. SLA.
And the other is Hannah Kroger. K-R-O-E-D-E-R. Her church is called Chapel of the Miracles. She's into this big time. In one of her classes, she's a fantastic pendulum swinger, and she was teaching a class and taking us outside and telling us that these are male rocks and these are female rocks.
Really?
And, oh, my gosh. She'll tell you how they swing, and you watch your pendulum go from the female to the male, and she'll tell you which rocks are male and female. And she taught us how to cook with them, you know, that we wanted, if we want more female energy, you know, and, the, you know, we're females, we need sometimes need female stuff okay, that we should go out and get the female stones. So here we're all sitting at the table, and she would feed us in her class, which was, I think, the weekend. She would feed us, and she made some kind of buckwheat or something or other and burnt it. And she had other kitchen help. I can't really say that she did. And one of the people at the table, he said, well, it looks like Hannah burnt the stones, you know, and everybody broke out laughing because I don't know if you can do that. I mean, how American Indians, they would cook with stones or heat rocks and put them on top of, I don't know, something, corn husks or something like that to form an oven or to help bake something or, you know, so, why do we think, you know, that everything is neuter out there? Why doesn't it have a female influence or a male influence? Now, there is Pliny the Elder, and he was like in 1605, and he categorized all of the plants of the land according to their astrological bearing, who they were in astrology.
Wow.
Yeah. You know, so, I mean, there's some really crazy things going on there. And railway, reviews. You know? I'm on my first hit on railway, I didn't come up with a thing, okay? And I know exactly what I'm looking for, so I'm going to rephrase this.
You know, I'd like to add a little bit something that that you touched on earlier, and that's about vibrations and whatnot. Well, in your body, as a massage therapist, I know that every organ within the body has a rhythm, and it's vibrating to this rhythm.
Mm-hmm.
And once in a while, an organ will get out of rhythm. And that's when you become ill. And one of the biggest problems when you become ill is the now the name is escaping me, not the bladder, kidneys.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
When the kidneys stop the rhythm or get out of rhythm, your body becomes ill.
Yeah.
And if you know that and can get that rhythm started again, you get well. And a good massage therapist can do that. I can do it. I can restart the just through my fingers, laying my fingers on that organ. I can restart the rhythm, and if I can do it, most anybody can.
And that's the right thing. Most people don't realize they can heal themselves by their thoughts and their hands. I do it on my dogs all the time. I do it on my own body all the time. I attempt to do it on other people, but as they said, no, I don't feel any different. Oh, you won't. It takes a little while for the body to catch up with it because you've denied its right to heal itself. But that's another whole program.
Yeah.
We'll have you, Robert, telling us how to do it. I think next week we'll enroll you to tell us how we can heal ourselves, and we'll have a healing class next week.
Well, it is very important. It is a lot easier to do it to someone else rather than yourself.
Well, you'd be surprised how much you can do on yourself.
Oh, absolutely.
Very surprised. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. And that's what we want to do because, hey, if the shit hits the fan, ladies and gentlemen, we got to be able to heal ourselves. We need to know that. Very, very important.
Well, your body, if you give your body the chance, it will heal itself.
Absolutely. Giving it all this junk they want you to have is detrimental to your body. It really stops the healing. But back to the because we're almost out of time, who is this nice lady that gave so much information?
Maria.
My name is Marla, M-A-R-L-A, last name John, Z-A-H-N.
Thank you very much, Marla. That was a great help. I hope you watch some of this, these videos that I've sent to Jan so that he can get them on MLA wherever it needs to go so that people can see there is a way we can change having these smart meters. As of December this year, because I've refused even the newest one, which has an eyeball, it looks like to me, on it, and you cannot read the numbers, but there, as of December 31st, I'm going to have to pay $150 to keep my meter and have the fortune of being paid, charge $15 to keep the meter. But what they're bringing out, who's liable for the damages to you and I, to the houses, to the animals, to the plants and flowers.
Yep.
So finally getting inside. Let me just finish this one point. And they're bringing out the amount of money it will cost them. So there will be some stoppage. Go ahead, Marla. You're on.
One of the websites that I read said that you have the right to opt out of the smart meters.
But they will charge you to opt out is what I'm saying. It'll cost you $150 and $15 a month. And that is criminal. That is
criminal.
I didn't ask for that. I never asked for it on either of the houses I've been in. And I never would have. So it's criminal. So I love this liability. It's very important that we get a big turnout. It is a numbers game. Let's get on the stick with it and help people to get well, because this is hard. We're not getting any help. And on the video I listened to tonight, it goes into the courtroom and they slap a hand. They are not bringing any of these cases to the courts because they don't want them made public. They also are many people who have been given this form of liability. You are liable for any damage. And now they're putting the amount they're going to be liable and have to pay, the amount of people retiring, quitting, leaving that job are getting bigger numbers. And a lot of the old-timers, I mentioned the fellow who had worked on the actual beginning ideas of the smart meter, is now retired, and he's come out and telling people they're not good. And for all of what we've talked about, poorly made, badly ground, and look at where you said where all the radiation is in that the metal plate, the glass plate. Well, that's where the Faraday cage cuts it down. And they're poorly assembled and or mounted in your houses. So there's a lot of damage that's being done, and we need to curtail it. And your health is the most costly one. Anybody else?
We need to end it right there.
Okay.
Thank you. It was a nice call. I appreciate this call.
Thank you. Next week, we're going to have you teaching us how you heal other people so we can do it on other people, and then I'll show you some of the ways that I help people to heal.
Okay, well, we need to go now.
All right, you have a great week, and happy Labor Day. No laboring. Bye-bye.
Good night.
Good night.